Today I want to talk about opportunities of growth, but I'm gonna bake it into a lot of other things that came up as I started thinking about this. So let's see if I can keep a focus here. Through my entire life, people have always asked me, why can't you just chill a bit? Slow down. Just hang out. You're too tense. You're taking life too seriously. Why do you work so much? Do you do anything else than working? Why do you never just chill? It's not that I actually work or struggle or fight more than anybody else around me. I think it is that I tend to get more consumed by what I do than some other people. I am all or nothing. I create no separation between my life mission and my day-to-day life. And my life mission is something I turn into my job, my career, but also my passion, my belief, my religion, my lifeline. But I want to talk about this thing of being driven by a mission beyond work, beyond a career. Because lately I have realized that there is a certain personality type that thrives on creating personal challenges as a way to feel fueled and fired up and just like simply excited and motivated. And I am one of them. And actually, the friends I have that I feel understand me the most are two. Nothing drives us more than growth, development, change, moving forward. Stagnation is death to people like us. This year, I have had a personal project going on that I haven't shared with anybody because it's kind of silly, but it has helped me a lot. The challenge has been to step out of my comfort zone and build a new temporary habit for just a few days in a row every month. In January, I started every morning attending a breathing class, like the science of breath, 1 hour of breathing exercises. In February, I challenged myself to ask not so close friends if they wanted to go for breakfast, which doesn't sound like a big deal, but hey, no one in this world is as socially awkward as I am, and this was a big deal to me. I was terrified. I did not call them because I'm scared of phones and talking to people on the phone. I sent them a WhatsApp message that went something like, hey, like if you have time tomorrow, maybe we could go for breakfast. Only if you have time, like I'm sure you're busy. No worries if you are. But if you're not, I would love that. But like, don't worry. I'm sure you have way more important things to do. Okay, bye. Literally something like that. You know why that month actually changed me? Because I didn't get a single no. And I learned that if I crave something like a friendship or connection, it's very likely that other people crave the same thing. Because what I also learned was that I am not as alienated and different as I sometimes think I am. Anyway, I have kept this challenge up with small and big things throughout the year, small things to challenge myself and to try new routines or to push myself out of a routine. And in September, I joined a running club. This was a game changer. I now work strategically towards a goal of running a specific distance, a specific time, and I am following a carefully designed plan to teach my body how to perform at my goal level. And you guys, I have not felt this alive in years, like a decade. I have a super clear goal, a super clear game plan, and I know I can achieve that goal, but I'm gonna have to be dedicated and committed and work hard. All the things I love. I'm gonna have to beat the odds if I wanna achieve this thing. And I am only proving something to myself. When I was thinking about this, I sort of started thinking about it because I originally wanted to write about the fact that this year, it was one of the best years of my life, and it was one of the hardest years of my life in some ways. It was the best year of my life because I finally, for the first time in my life, have an incredible group of friends around me. And I've never really had that before. I feel healthier than I ever have been, calmer than I ever have been. I'm taking care of myself more than I ever have been. I am studying my books. I'm reading philosophy. I'm practicing my yoga. I'm writing on my book. I am doing all the things that I know I should be doing. But it's also been, in some ways, I don't want to say the hardest year of my life because I haven't really had any challenges, but it's been a low year, a dark year. Because I have had days when I did not feel any joy in living. I did not feel like life was joyful. So how can these two contradictory stories exist next to each other? The best year of my life, and I did not feel any joy in living. I don't know how that can happen, but that was my reality, and maybe yours too, at some point in the past or maybe in the future. I didn't necessarily feel sad or lonely or panicked like I have done so many times in my life. This was a different feeling. This was a quiet, calm sense of just not enjoying being alive. And I hate saying that. I hate admitting that. But that was the truth. I was waking up. I was doing the things I loved with people that I truly loved. But it felt like I was asleep. Always. I was just tired of it all. Nothing stood out to me. Nothing was impressive. Nothing made me open my eyes. And life just felt very, very long. I do want to say here that I am not talking about clinical depression. This is not an episode about depression. And if you do feel depressed, please seek professional help. I am not a mental health expert. I am not a therapist. And I'm not talking about clinical depression. I wanted to clarify that. So either way, this year, I realized that my whole life I have fought and struggled to simply survive doing what I love. And I loved it. I was on a mission. I was on my way somewhere and I was fighting for something. And I collected people along the way who wanted to be a part of that journey. And I burned for it so much. It got me through everything. So now I have a stable home. And I sell enough books to pay for my food. And I have friends that I can talk to. And I got bored out of my mind. I completely lost my fire and my joy because I no longer had a life-consuming mission, a crystal-clear sort of spiritual duty or destiny or whatever you want to call it. That thing that makes you wake up with wide open eyes, ready to walk with the heroes and the gods and whatever you believe in. Do you know that feeling? It's the best feeling. Like there's a bigger purpose for your days, for your existence. I consider myself an adventurous person, but honestly, maybe I fell into the trap of just going through the day, paying my rent, Zoom calls, empty, shallow, meaningless dating, joining the gossip, the teenage drama, just to have something to talk about. So many nights at bars, I joined in on discussions and conversations that got heated that I honestly could not care less about, but I just wanted to be a part of the drama. I don't know. I wanted to, for 2 seconds, feel something, I guess. I slipped into joyless living because I no longer had an important challenge that I had to overcome that made me feel like I was getting somewhere every day. Getting stronger, getting smarter, getting wiser, getting better at something. And people like me, we need growth, like we need air, and if we stagnate, we die. That's the truth. Even monks in an ashram grow internally even though they sit on the ground half of the day. And let's be honest, most of society's systematic way of creating workdays don't grow us. They use us to grow a company that we usually don't care about. So some of us feel the need to get out, meaning I had to get out. I had to break out of that non-challenging existence that I had put myself into. So this episode, I think, I hope, is specifically for you who are like me, who needs a challenge in order to feel alive. And if you don't relate to any of this that I am talking about right now, congrats, honestly, because you probably have an easier time to simply enjoy life. But maybe you can get something out of this too. I am calling them opportunities of growth. My challenging situations, that is. To me, they are opportunities to grow. And I have learned that I need to create opportunities of growth, challenges, in several different areas of my life. Well, actually three, and I want to cover them one by one. So the first one is intellectual. This was something that I didn't realize when I was younger, but it has become more and more important to me the older I get. I need to be challenged intellectually, with complex books or philosophical ideas that really demand me to dive deep into my core beliefs and understanding of things. Intellectual challenges can also be found in beautiful conversations with new or old friends. It's like an incentive to seek out people who actually challenge you intellectually. You know, one thing I learned this year is that I need to surround myself with people who are smarter than me, who introduce new ideas and thoughts and beliefs to me, people who open me up to new ways of doing things, doing life and doing work, people who are older, more mature, better, more developed, whatever that means to me. So since I am always being transparent here on this podcast, I will admit that I might have found myself surrounded by people that I truly loved and cared for and felt loved by, but that did not really challenge me intellectually. And even more, if I should be completely honest, I think I even held back on some of my deeper thoughts because I did not think they would get it. I met my friends up and I found myself not really wanting to share a lot about my own life because I felt like I won't be able to get the kind of high-level support that I'm seeking. And I don't know if this sounds really awful to say out loud, but it was when I realized this that I didn't feel excited to share because I wasn't excited about the discussion that would come from it. I realized I needed to find people that I wanted to discuss things with, that I wanted to learn from, that I could be challenged by, who could say, Charlotte, what about this angle on life instead? That's cool the way you're doing it, but what about this? Do you know these people? I needed to find these people. I found myself feeling intellectually understimulated, so I needed to seek out intellectual stimulation. Okay, I hope this all makes sense to you guys. I think it does. I hope it does. Okay, so the second thing, so this was the first area of my life that I realized I had fallen stagnant in. The second area that I need to be challenged in is physical. I need to be challenged physically. I am in love with the human body's ability to heal and grow and shapeshift and recover. It's just absolutely incredible. Have you read these stories about like 60-year-old alcoholics who are told they're going to die because their liver and heart and bodies are just so worn out or whatever it might be? And then they start running or practice yoga or lift weights and completely transform their internal and external body. Like they heal themselves, not only heal, but they get in their best shapes of their lives. That's just magic. Like, you can start over and transform your body. My relationship to my body has been a long and complicated one, but definitely the most important relationship in my life, my relationship to my body, because I do not want to waste another day of my life working against my body, fighting my body. My body will carry me through everything. And if my body feels out of place, or out of touch, or tired, or uninspired, so will my mind, and eventually so will my heart. I love finding my physical limits. How heavy can I lift? How fast can I run? How far can I run? And then watch myself beat it. Watch myself exceed what I thought I was capable of. There is just nothing better than that. Experiencing how you are literally capable of building yourself in any way you please. If you're smart and strategic about it, you can grow yourself stronger, faster, lighter, more flexible, cleaner, calmer, whatever you want. I think as you go out in the world and you start chasing a dream as a young adult, it's easy to quit your hobbies. Well, you kind of have to quit your hobbies because now you are spending every waking hour trying to understand how to do this life. You know, when you're just out of school and you're supposed to suddenly just be doing this life on your own. Like, get a job, pay your rent, figure it out. You're like, okay. Literally, just trying to build a life is the challenge and it keeps you going. But then, you know, what happened to me is that you get through that first storm that you are thrown into when you're young, early 20s, mid-20s, whenever it happens to you. And as you figure that storm out and you get through it, let's say you do build that life for yourself, and even a life that you love, you might find yourself suddenly being 30 years old, having completed that first challenge of building a life. So you might go a bit stagnant. It's like you took on that first mountain of your life and you climbed it and you fought it. And then you basked in the glory on the way down on the other side of that mountain. And it was lovely and sunny, but now you're kind of standing at the bottom again and need to look around and keep going towards a second mountain in life. If you can't see that second mountain right in front of you, you need to look around and find it. Maybe this season, like the season after your first mountain, could be the season when you need to pick up those hobbies that you left behind before you took on that first mountain, or seek out new ones that align better with who you are now. So for example, when it comes to the physical challenge, if you were into sports when you were younger, now is the time to get back to it. If you were into climbing, horse riding, skiing, skating, running, now is the time to get back to it. And what I realized was, not just as a hobby, get good at it. You have the time now. Join a club, a team, be dedicated and set yourself a goal. Watch yourself exceed what you thought you were capable of. Run that marathon. Take that yoga teacher certification. Sign up to become a personal trainer. Climb Mount Everest or whatever you want to climb. Or maybe you wanted to play the piano. Maybe you used to play the piano when you were younger, but then of course you quit because suddenly life kind of started and you got busy. Well, now is the time to start again. Get yourself a really nice piano, find a piano teacher, and practice. Be dedicated 30 minutes every day and watch yourself learn new skills and develop and evolve. It's incredible, that feeling, like feeling yourself evolving. There's nothing better than that. Okay, the third area that I thought of when I was thinking about the challenges I need was a little bit more complex one. This one is about legacy. And I had to think about it because I wasn't sure what I meant with it when I first started thinking about legacy. What I mean with legacy is your career, your work, but even more, your creation, what you create, what you produce, what you build, what you teach, what you share with the world. I believe that we all have something specific we are supposed to be doing on this planet. Some of us are here to support others. Some of us are here to lead. Some of us are here to create things that did not exist before. And others are here to just simply show by example how it's possible to live. But no matter what your bigger duty is here, I believe it is so important that you follow it. That you're not just kind of, you know, accept it and like, okay, cool, whatever. You need to take it on like a mission, like a duty, seriously. And you need to practice it. You need to walk and talk like this very thing is your thing. It's you. It's why you are here. This duty or legacy might be the thing that pays your rent or it might not. It doesn't really matter. The important thing is that you do it. I believe that my legacy is in my story. How I live my life and how I tell about it. How I share it with my community, with my tribe, with my people. And I could just take this lightly. Do it when I feel like it, see what happened. But that kind of mindset, let's just see what happens, is stagnation. And that's what I fell into this year, I believe. I think that maybe I felt like what I do actually doesn't really matter. There are so many other creators and thinkers and writers and teachers out there. And I honestly feel like there are too many people sharing their thoughts and ideas, and I didn't want to be one of them. So this year, I backed off a bit. I think it started even last year, to be honest. I loosened the grip. I did not share a lot this year and last year. I didn't share a lot of personal thoughts or writings or happenings or experiences. And I found myself feeling bored, hopeless. And out of joy. Why? Because I was not living and walking my duty like I want to and like I believe I should. I did not take this on like an opportunity of growth, a challenge to overcome. Last week, I did a complete audit of my little The Glass Child world. What is this today? What do I do? What do I stand for? What do I think I can add to the world? Why do I think it's needed? If I fall from Earth in 2 weeks, what do I want people to find here? On that spot that I inhabited, that place I took on, what do I want to exist after me? You know the beautiful thing that happened when I actually sat down and asked myself these questions? I stayed up all night. I dug up old lists and goals and visions and wrote new ones and refined old ones. And the next morning, I woke up feeling alive again, excited, on fire even. I now had created a plan, a goal. I had created a new mountain for myself. Clear. Passionate, important goals and milestones and things to learn and create and achieve. And I made a plan and I took a vow to stick to it, no matter what. And now I am on my way towards my second mountain in life. And this second mountain includes intellectual challenges, physical challenges, and legacy challenges. Just like my very first mountain did, but in very, very different ways. And I am sure, 100% confident, that if I fight hard enough and stay focused and don't drift, one day I will find myself feeling bored and unexcited and thinking things like, life is not so impressive again. And I will realize that I climbed my second mountain and enjoyed the sun on the way down on the other side, but I will once again feel like I'm standing in the valley in the dark, and it then will be time to look around for a third mountain. And you level up every time. Every single mountain grows you. You get stronger. You build your willpower on the way up each time. So you need to aim for higher and tougher mountains each time. And that's what keeps you evolving. Every single stage throughout your life, you must keep evolving. You can never stagnate. People like us, people like me, maybe like you, we need growth. We need challenges. And if you find yourself just numb, the issue might be that you climbed your mountain and you need to find a new one. So, I guess to end this, if you are like me, you thrive on the way up. We don't take on challenges for the finish line. We take on challenges for the things we can learn and experience on the way up. It's all about the way up. And the view is glorious on the top, but there is nothing like climbing up there. It's the climb. It's the climb that matters. Anyway, when I wrote down my goals and redirected my view to my second mountain, I felt like a new year started, a new season, a new chapter, and I am extremely excited about it. And if you feel uninspired, I can't wait for you to find your next mountain. Thank you guys for listening. Let me know what you think. Let me know what your challenge is. And here's to always growing. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.